President-elect Donald Trump has promised a federal hiring freeze the moment he takes office. He wants to shrink the federal workforce through attrition and retirements. Federal employees might be skeptical, but contractors say it could bring more opportunities for them. But they also predict challenges. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Donald Trump's proposed hiring freeze could impact federal employees, except anyone in the military, public safety, and health fields. But contractors see the potential freeze as an opportunity for them, a period of good growth. Peter Chow is a partner and consultant for Renaissance Strategic Partners.
If that comes to pass and holds, those growth rates may look very real, right? Because we're sitting there with and you've heard us talk about this forever, right? We're faced the macro issue of, 30% of the federal workforce eligible for retirement today, another 30% eligible for retirement in the next 5 years. If you freeze all hiring, it's not going to change the capability requirements. It's not going to change what's needed to be done in government. And there is going to be no other place to go but outsource and contract it from you guys. And then it's, off to the races we go.
Andrew Hunter is the director of the Defense Industrial Initiatives Group and senior fellow for the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says he also sees a major potential for federal contractors.
If it really is a hiring freeze, there may not be much jobs to come into as billets are being eliminated. That would suggest, obviously, they're going to have to turn to the services sector. So then the challenge is, how do you get great people into companies like those that are here today?
But with more opportunities comes more challenges. If more federal contractors take on more government work, they'll have to go through the long and complicated security clearance process before they get started. And the federal background investigation process is seeing major changes of its own. Charlie Sowell is the Senior Vice President for System and Software Engineering Solutions at Salient CRGT and a former senior advisor to the Director of National Intelligence.
If the new administration comes in and says, for every Fed that retires, you can't replace them, then we're going to only have bigger and bigger backlog issues.
The current backlog has more than 343,000 unprocessed cases at the secret level. There's more than 72,000 at the top secret level. That's according to data from performance.gov at the end of the third quarter in fiscal 2016. The backlog of periodic reinvestigations sits at more than 156,000. The backlog has been a problem for the current administration since 2014. That's when it ended its contract with the controversial USIS. Most of those background investigators never returned to government. Now it's up to leadership at the National Background Investigations Bureau, or the NBIB. It's the new semi-independent agency in charge of revamping the entire security clearance process. Charlie Phelan is the new director of the NBIB.
There's this talk about a backlog, and that's an interesting number about how big that is. That's not really the relevant number. The real relevant number is 40 or 80. And that's the number of days we're supposed to deliver either a secret or a top secret clearance to somebody to adjudicate. And that's our mandated goal by legislation. We clearly are not meeting that. And so I would argue that my backlog could be 5 million cases and nobody would care as long as I was still delivering that product in 40 or 80 days. And so we are truly focused on what is the timeliness and how can we get back to what is our standard for getting these background investigations to an adjudicator to make those decisions. Absolutely focused on that.
The current and incoming administrations have an uphill battle to climb. It took an average of 147 days to finish an initial investigation at the secret level, 210 days on average to finish a top secret investigation, and 211 days for a periodic reinvestigation, again, according to the latest numbers from performance.gov. The Office of Personnel Management starts a new contract with four new suppliers for background investigators starting December 1st. Here's Phelan.
We also have hired in fiscal 2016 400 new federal investigators. All these folks are deployed around the country, and depending on how the new president feels about a hiring freeze, we will hire another 200 in 2017. So we will be back up actually beyond capacity we were at in 2014. So I think that will help us a lot.
This comes as about 4,000 new political appointees will come in the door in the next few months, and they'll all need security clearances. Congress also seems to recognize that something here needs to change if it wants to see a faster, more streamlined security clearance review process. The Senate recently passed the Security Clearance Accountability Reform and Enhancement Act, or SCARE Act. Senator John Tester introduced the bill. He says it's more important than ever to make sure that the clearance process works well as the Trump administration starts to take shape. The SCARE Act forces agencies to update their policies for determining which positions and contracts actually need a clearance. It's similar to a memo the Director for National Intelligence issued back in 2014. It told agencies to scale back their list of cleared federal employees and contractors who need access to classified and top-secret information. About 4 million people have that access now. It's clear Phelan and the NBIB want to see this work, but there's no doubt the project will be a tough one, and it could get more complicated if the contracting community grows. Here's Sowell.
All of this is like a spider web, Nicole. It's all so integrally related that if you tug on one string, you're pulling on another couple. And so it's not as easy as just making one fix in one area. Every time you do something, it creates more pressure on the system. And we're seeing a lot of pressures on the system today.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Nicole is also reporting why two Democrats are already demanding a study of what they call the chaotic Trump transition. Find it all at federalnewsradio.com.